I'd like to make two bets with you, Bishop.
Okay.
With Bishop.
No, no,
they're about Smitty.
Oh.
One, how long before he says that the Xbox One is crap?
What? Come on.
What's the second one?
The second one is there's no way he streams tonight, right?
No, he comes in and falls just dead asleep.
Well, by the time he gets it up and
he'll fall asleep during that update.
An update downloaded. The update's not going to get him. It's going to be whatever game he wants to play, he's going to have to sit there and wait, you know, 30 minutes for it to install, and that's where he's going to be like, I'll just wake up in the morning and do it.
Okay, so answer number one, an hour.
No, I'm going to give him like noon tomorrow.
He'll call it crap when he's updating everything.
Really?
Answer number two is he'll fall asleep when he's updating everything.
That's a good call. I didn't even think about that.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, man. All right.
Am I a fickle bitch? Is that what you fucking guys are getting at?
We're implying that, yeah.
What the fuck?
No, you were just the king of negativity, so.
Are you serious? Holy fuck.
Recently, you have been.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 84 of Press A to Listen.
Smitty dies on the air.
Oh, man. I am your host, Smitty Smith, sick as a dog, but like Jordan with the flu in the playoffs, I'm here to lead the team. Joining me, as always, is the Steve Kerr of our podcast, Pantless Steve.
Yeah. Give me that three ball.
And the white Dennis Rodman, Rare Bishop.
I think of myself as more of like a white Scottie Pippen.
Come on. Just pass the rock. You got popular because of me, is that what you're saying?
No.
Damn. Wow.
Well, as you could probably tell, I feel
you
like
quit
shit.
Talking now, Smitty.
I wish you I feel fucking sick, could. Nobody just... else wants to jump in and take over this goddamn shit. Show, so I'm gonna have to fucking do it half a leg limping through. Unless Steve wants to finally jump in and get some shit done.
Nope, you'll be fine, baby girl. only for that.
The next generation is here, motherfuckers.
Today is the day.
Yeah, at the time that everyone is listening to this, we should have the Xbox One. Apparently, I'm going to hate it and give up on the live stream before it even starts. So
we'll see.
Yeah, you guys made bets.
Us wrong now, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to now.
I know. I know.
I've got a pot of coffee brewing. My wife bought some Mountain Dew. I've got a 5-hour energy and an 8-ball.
Mix all three of them together?
That's right.
And a bucket to vomit in once you're done, right?
Yeah. If the Xbox One sucks, I will. Yeah. So, but it's been a week since we last recorded, and from the look of things, we didn't really play a lot of video games.
No.
No. Bishop, why don't you lead us off this week?
I played more Call of Duty Ghost, and that is it.
Anything in particular about Ghost you want to talk about?
Yeah, fuck the extinction mode in that game.
What? Man. Why?
It is such bullshit, man. We played last night. We played a few nights ago, and we got to that same spot we were all three in.
Yep.
And some dude picked up the drill and just started running circles. So he never took it to that spot we were supposed to put it at towards the end of the level. So he fucked us. We went down, and the level ended. So we played again last night, and we got past that part and got to the very end of it where you have to set off, I think it's a nuke. So it sets off.
We literally got to the point where it was like, yo, you finished. Go get out of here now.
Yeah, time to evacuate. It's like give it like a 3-minute, 3.5-minute timer.
Yeah.
We tried to evacuate. Steve and I went the wrong way. Steve went down. I said, fuck you, I'm out. So I started running. Then I went down. And then one of our friends, Kalen, went down. And then the random guy went down. And it just... You get so close to beating that mission, and they just throw every enemy at you. There's like
they were saying, like on their run out, there's like meteors that come.
Yeah, there's. I was there when that's where I went
and
down.
And it landed in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street, like where that alley is from the second hive that you destroy. The one of those just drops down right in front of it. So I have no idea what you're supposed to do there. Because you're just supposed
to... Yeah, I wonder if that's...
Defeat all those enemies, if those enemies just keep respawning, or what?
I wonder if it drops there every time, or if we just got...
Yeah, if that was just unlucky,
Yeah.
That sucks.
It sucks, because it takes so long to get down there, and you have to have such strategy to do it, and then you get all the way to the end
and
there, and then it just...
all falls apart in a second.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is you failed.
We failed again.
Yep, we failed.
That sucks. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance.
We got real damn close.
I know you invited me and all, but I'm old. So at 11 o'clock, I mean, it's time for Smitty to wind down.
We get closer with each time we do it. Yeah. So the next time we do it, we will succeed.
All right. How long did it take you from start to failure?
It's about an hour.
About an hour.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to touch on with Ghosts?
They're working on a spawn patch right now for Ghost, and I cannot wait for that to come out because the spawns are terrible.
Yep. Oh my god. So that's good. Steve.
Yo.
Let's talk about some games.
I played a whole lot of Call of Duty.
What's a whole lot? Have you prestiged?
Yes.
Wow.
I like that game. I think it's got the makings to be a good game. Hopefully they address what they need to address and get it to where it could be, because Infinity Ward sure didn't do that with Modern Warfare 3. So I think it's yet to be seen, but I've played a whole lot and probably will continue to play a whole lot on this next generation. So
all right,
played that. Fuck Extinction. Fuck that guy that carried the drill around. Cocksucker.
Probably the same guy you teabagged from the week before.
Yeah, maybe. That would be funny. It would be fair.
Right. Karma.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go. I played the Burial at Sea DLC.
Me too.
For BioShock Infinite.
How disappointing is that?
Pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, last week I guess I was about halfway through, and I thought it was okay. You know, it wasn't doing anything too special, but it kind of had its ups and downs, and then as it kind of went on, I just lost all the desire to finish it.
Yeah.
It just kind of got really boring.
And it's not even that long.
It's not, and it's extremely predictable as to what's going to happen at the end. Maybe the super last-second twist, not predictable, but you could kind of tell where they were headed with it, so... I guess they could say the conspiracy theories were right all along about Booker and his association with Rapture and all of that.
It's weird. It is.
It just felt kind of soulless, you know?
Oh, I know. When you get to the end and you think, that's it? And then you're able to move on without any real second thought. It's a forced DLC. It's like, you know, we need to do something new. We need to do something interesting. Let's do this. The only unfortunate part is it's not really that interesting.
I felt like that game is it got its shock factor when you finish the main story. And they tried to replicate that same feeling again, but you've already been there and you've already seen it and you've already done that. So it doesn't hit as hard and as crazy as it did when you finished that game initially. So
yeah.
So are you guys gonna play part two when it comes out or not?
I want to see if they're gonna have just a series of one-off episodes or if there's going to be some sort of underlying storyline that continues through each of them.
Supposed to, I think, connect.
Well, I wonder how it's going to happen. I mean, is it all going to be just Elizabeth? Because if so,
they've said you play as Elizabeth.
Right. I knew that. And then the next one is a little bit more stealthy and things like that. But in terms of a narrative, is that the only connecting piece?
I don't know.
That's sloppy. I mean, we know.
Does it pick up where that left off? You know, like,
are they going to hinge the entire DLC on, you know, varied timelines and things like that? Because if so, that it's lazy. It's lazy. They could do better than that.
That's what I said. Like, it hit really hard when you finished that game and you were like, oh shit, this is crazy. But now, every time that they try and do a DLC for this game, which I guess is only going to be one more, but, you know, this was the same old trope again.
Yeah.
And it just didn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
You were just like, yeah, okay. I figured that's what was going to happen. All right. take the disc out of my tray and move on.
Yeah, all right. Well, you also played some Contrast, though.
I did.
Tell me all about that game, start to finish. Don't leave anything out.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Contrast is a really interesting concept to it. You are an imaginary friend of the, I guess you could call her the main character. So you are her imaginary friend. She's the only one that can see you, and she is the only person that you can see. So a lot of story stuff kind of plays out in shadows, where you'll see silhouettes of people talking and her talking to shadows. And I was like, at first I couldn't understand what exactly why she was talking to shadows, and then realized that there were actually people there, but since you're an imaginary friend, you can't see them. So you just see their silhouettes and shadows of them while she's having conversations with them. Story's a little kind of all over the place. But it's a puzzle platformer, I guess we could say, that really kind of plays off of shadows in general. Shadows has kind of big overtone. So you can move and jump and run along all of physical objects in the world, but you also have the ability to, anywhere there is a light source, so where the wall is lit, you can actually morph into the wall and you turn into a shadow. Then the puzzle part is you need to essentially manipulate objects in the real world to create shadows on the walls that you can then morph into the wall and use the shadows you've created as platforms to reach different areas and progress that way. Sounds really cool. It's when you do it the first couple of times, it's a really neat idea, but the game is just control-wise murdered by the sloppiness of how this game controls. The jumps are really floaty in a really bad way.
Hard to be precise.
And a lot of the like shadow stuff, there'll be like moving pieces in the background, so you have to be very quick to kind of get to here, and as floaty and kind of yucky as that stuff is, it's more frustrating than it is a cool concept once it gets to that point. And the camera controls, when you kind of warp into some of these walls and it zips to like a certain camera angle, I don't know if it's some type of way it's programmed where it gives you a different angle when you go into the wall, but it's atrocious. I mean, it'll put your camera literally, like, if you're a shadow on the wall, the camera will be lined up directly on the wall. So you have to then move your camera out, which isn't the easiest thing to do because it gets stuck on stuff, and then try and be precise with these really floaty jumps. It takes a really awesome idea and just makes it almost infuriating to play because it's such a neat concept. The art style is really cool. It's very 70s-ish.
Okay, kinda. Vintage.
Vintage, yes, but then it's also got like a period kind of piece to it. You know, it looks like a painting kind of.
I think it looks more 60s and 70s.
60s? Okay, whatever. Sure. You were there. You'd know.
Yeah, he would know.
I don't know. Yeah,
I'm a time traveler.
Oh, shit. Is this Xbox One going to work tomorrow?
No, or it's not. Somebody's going to hate it.
Motherfucker.
I think it looks cool. I think the concept's cool. I like the idea of it. I thought the storytelling and the way it's done through the shadows is a really neat idea, but playing it is an absolute kind of disaster and really kills the experience, so it's a shame.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a super bummer because that game is actually really cool. Even in that part where you were watching the other night, and
oh,
that
you got stuck.
Yeah, I mean, part of that was my stupidity, but part of it was just floaty. I mean, and sometimes
yeah, the jumps were not precise at all.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll be in the shadows and you'll make a jump, and then something happens and you fall out of the shadows. And then you just fall to your death because you'll be, like, over a hole or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but there was one part that was not the game's fault. You just kept falling over and over.
That's fine. No, that is all on me. But As that game went on past that, it just got the timing of some of the jumps was just literally impossible with the way that it controlled. So it's a shame, because I think it's actually a really cool game, but controls kill it. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. So
the game can look great. It can be a great story, but if it plays like crap, then you're not going to play it. So.
All right. Shitty. So.
Yeah. It's a shame. I really wanted that game to be good, too. Like, I was super excited to play that, so. Oh, well. Guess I can't control it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's available on Xbox One, too, isn't it?
Not also, at launch. Later next year.
Okay.
It's on the PS4, though.
It's free on the PS4, so.
Whoa.
Take that for what you will. Well, I mean, with PlayStation Plus, but yeah. Everybody gets that out of the box, so.
Well, the only difference that I've played, from all of you guys, is I went back and played some more Assassin's Creed 4. I was going to try to, wrap up some of the loose ends in that game. I'd like to 100% it. It's that good.
You get 100% on the one.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I noticed the more and more that I played is that when you get into your raid parties, when you go to another ship, your own people are in your way all the time.
How many people are on your boat?
It varies. I mean, in the beginning, it's only a few. Yeah, you have a meter showing how many people you actually have on the boat, and you can pick up more people, recruit people, and as you raid different boats, you'll see crew minus one, meaning someone just got killed.
Okay, so somebody goes, so you can lose people in that
stuff. Yep, but it's super easy to pick them up, because you'll find someone stranded out on the high seas, you push X to loot them, and they're part of your crew.
All right.
Yep.
I can finally. Sure. I'm finally going to get my hands on this game.
Yeah, you should have it tomorrow or the day after, Steve.
Beyond excited. So. Yep.
So, but that's it. So, haven't really played much. Been trying to get some writing done in the hopes that I could get caught up before tonight. Spoiler: no. So. No, not even close. So some stuff got pushed back to next week because I've got a hard deadline of Monday for all these games and this hardware and shit. So, what about some releases this week?
Oh, man.
This enormous list.
All these 27 games.
Releases? Here we go.
Everything on Xbox. Well, do we really have to go step by step?
Hold on to your butt.
Yep, Steve's going to say them all.
Young Justice Legacy came out for Xbox 360. I don't know what that is.
It's a TV show on Cartoon Network for Young Justice League, whatever the fuck it's called.
Okay. Adventure Time, Explore the Dungeon Because I Don't Know, came out on Xbox 360. I don't understand this Adventure Time. Whatever
I'm not a huge
TV show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know that, but I whatever. Zumba Kids came out, Bishop. There you go, man. Hot dance game.
I don't
game.
Do Zumba. That's not a dance game. It's a workout game.
Yeah.
I thought it was like dancing, whatever.
Well, I don't understand this game either. It's more of a, it's for pedophiles that want to lose weight. I think.
They have a Just Dance Kids game too.
Yep, there you go.
Just Dance Kids is a little bit different than Zumba Kids.
Oh man, kids need to lose weight too, man.
Fucking Zumba, go outside and play.
What is that? What's outside?
it's
never
like
heard of it.
Danger.
The
danger's outside.
Better.
Band Fuse Rock Legends came out this week, which
that came
I'd
out.
Never heard of, but Smitty was chatting up a storm.
It's
about.
Like Rocksmith, but
yeah,
first.
It is. It's a poor man's Rocksmith.
Soul Calibur 2 HD came out as your arcade game this week for $20.
That hot banger.
What else came out on 360? Zoo Tycoon came out. Can we talk about Zoo Tycoon for a second?
We can. I really want this game.
Yeah, okay, why? Tell me about Zoo Tycoon, because everybody has
it's
been
the
real...
Sims, except you have zoo animals.
Yeah,
everybody's
well, it's
been
sort of
real high on it, and I thought it was kind of just like a laughable launch game, but everybody's been praising this.
Well,
did you
know...
not play the original Zoo Tycoon?
I don't, man.
Did you play any
time.
Tycoon games? Do you know what?
I've played Tycoon. Tycoon.
All right. Yeah, you make a zoo and you run the zoo and you try to create a successful business as a zoo.
Stuff about like mating animals in this and
you can clean up shit. There's an achievement for cleaning up shit.
There's like a game where you throw a ball at an elephant. And...
Yeah.
So is it like Connectables meets
no.
a tycoon game?
No. That's just little things that you can do within the game so that you're not just sitting there positioning the elephant cage and then charging tickets. If you've played a tycoon game, you know exactly what to expect here.
It just looks better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's only available at Walmart.
Well, you can buy it digitally. It's just retail only available at Walmart for 30
days.
That's
Xbox One versions. Xbox 360 is everywhere, right?
No, I think it's just both versions.
I'm not sure.
Walmart? Oh, okay.
Need for Speed came out on 360.
It did. Need for Speed Rivals is out on 360.
I've got it on Xbox One.
That's where you should play it.
All right. That's where I'll play it tonight when I watch
1080p.
All the Xbox One games came out.
Yep.
Every one of them.
Yep,
they've all announced the Xbox 2, which we're really excited for.
Smitty will also think that shit.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not.
I'm a time traveler.
I've been accused of being too positive, and now you guys are telling me I'm too negative. I don't get it.
All right, so you have a shit ton of credit now.
Yes.
And you are going to pick up a console.
Yes.
And you have which games? You have NBA.
Right now I have NBA 2K14. I've got Need for Speed. I've got Assassin's Creed 4. I know Rise, Son of Rome is coming. I don't know when. I know Fighter Within is coming. I don't know when.
Oh Fighter Within.
I've got Killer Instinct, given to me by Microsoft.
Yep.
So now I'm.
So what are you looking to pick up?
And Call of Duty Ghost, too.
And I do have Call of Duty Ghost for $10. That's right. I'm going to pick up Dead Rising 3.
Okay, obviously.
Battlefield.
I don't think I'm going to pick up Battlefield.
Really?
I own it on PC.
Come on.
Why buy it?
Yeah, but we don't have PCs, though.
Right, that's the whole point.
Asshole.
Let's see. Dead Rising 3. I considered buying Rise because I didn't think that my review copy was going to be here in time. It's going to be here by tomorrow, period. Otherwise, I can't get it in my feature article.
You going to get Forza?
I have Need for Speed, and everyone keeps telling me that Need for Speed is the racing game.
They're two totally different racing games.
Yeah, which one's more arcadey?
Need for Speed.
That's the one I'm going with. Yep. So, other than that, I'm definitely going to pick up Power Star Golf.
Yep.
Downloadable.
Yep, I already bought mine.
Loco Cycle I will probably pick up.
What?
I considered it. Is it bad? I don't know.
You should go giantbomb.com. Watch a video of it.
Is it that bad? Oh,
it is.
I know Crimson Dragon is filled with fucking microtransactions.
So is Rise. So is Forza. Every first-party game has microtransactions.
Put out is, yeah.
Yay.
None of that stuff hampers the gameplay.
They've also said the designer of Crimson Dragon also said that it's going to push an update to the cloud before tomorrow.
It's a gameplay update.
Yeah, to kind of clear some of that stuff up and make that not such a... kind of a disgusting thing that it is right now.
All right, maybe I'll pick that up.
I'm still kind of... I wanted it, and then I watched some of that stuff, and I kind of felt bad about it, but I still kind of want to play it, so... Yeah.
I want at least one downloadable in my article, perhaps two, so maybe I'll pass on Loco Cycle and pick up Crimson Dragon.
Do we know if these digital-only games will have demos? I'm assuming they will, right?
I don't know.
Because none of those retail games have demos.
Now that there's not an Xbox Live... arcade.
They probably don't have to anymore.
They don't have to, so yeah. I bet you don't see anything for any... Well, I guess NBA Live will have a demo.
Yeah, which is weird.
But really, nobody needs to even play that demo.
Hey, play the demo.
Man, you didn't even put it on the list. Whoever made the list didn't even put NBA Live on the list. Bishop, I'm looking at you.
I you know what's funny is because I have such a large credit at Best Buy right now, I considered picking up NBA Live just for the sake of having it. just to see if it was really bad.
Be the last one ever.
right. Strangely enough, NBA Live 10 trade-in credit right now at Best Buy is like $15.
I have a copy.
Yeah, there you go. You can get $15 for it.
I don't have a Best
and
Buy.
You don't need
one. It's double trade-in week this week.
I need a Best Buy to do it.
Oh, I thought you said a Best Buy card.
No, I don't have a Best Buy.
I have three near me, and none of them do trade-ins, which is kind of disappointing.
Weird. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they just hate white people.
Probably.
Yeah, they like Smurfs.
Smitty, you're going to keep your Kinect in, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I'll have it hooked up tonight, but I like talking to my Xbox. It makes me feel like I have a friend. Awkward silence. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Right. Oh, shit.
It looks like it's got, like, you know, subtle gameplay stuff for all of these games, so yeah. Interested to see.
Well, yeah. You can play Crimson Dragon just with the fucking Kinect.
Yeah, but that's
if
not
if you want.
No, I'm not going
to
do
I don't.
That.
I don't want to, no.
I'm not an enormous fan of Kinect games unless it's, like, ping pong. That's about it.
Or Just Dance.
Or Just Dance.
There's that
Dance Central.
Or Fighter Within.
Well, we'll see. I'm anxious to see what that entails.
I've seen it.
It's shitty fighting game.
Well, we'll see. I wanna develop
that,
my own opinion
that
first.
Kinect Sports jet ski thing too. So
yeah, that preseason.
That's a demo. There you go. There's your demo. Your one demo.
Yeah.
All right. So next week we'll have a shit ton of stuff to talk
we
about.
We certainly will. I might pick up
cover just about all of these games, I think, because Bishop seems like he's getting a huge chunk. So
yeah, if you can get Zoo Tycoon digitally on Xbox One, I might just pick that up as well.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's on their store online.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that. So I also picked up. I bought Dishonored for like $9. Steve, I know you hate it, but.
What did you
I didn't
do?
Like it either.
I'm sorry.
I picked up Dishonored for $9.
if people just could tune them out.
If people could see the chat that we have. Oh man, it's
what the fuck.
maybe I'll link to that in the show notes.
I don't know, man.
but we do have a little bit of news we want to go over. Bishop, do you want to lead us into this?
I mean, I guess. I gotta get down to it. Hang on.
Go for it. Well, I'll start the first bit then.
Okay.
Streaming to Twitch is not available on Xbox One until the first part of 2014. Disappointing, but this actually benefits me more than it hurts me because it means
everybody can.
Right. Exactly. So I'll have more people watching my stream rather than streaming themselves. So. You know, it's disappointing. Based on the conversation that I had with some of the marketing folks over at Twitch when I interviewed them a couple weeks ago, it's a stripped down version anyway. There's some things that you cannot do that
I
you
think
could
that's
do.
Why it's been delayed because that PS4 one was so slick,
yeah,
and so smoothly integrated that they don't want it to come out and be a wreck.
Right. Absolutely.
Which I mean, it sucks, but it's also a good thing because in the long term, we're gonna get a better, hopefully a better Twitch experience because of that. So
yeah, awesome. What else happened?
Something about State of Decay Breakdown. It releases on the 29th, and apparently it's that big expansion they've been talking about.
Yeah, there's some free play. There's new characters, new weapons.
Nope, they said no co-op.
Then I don't care.
Right, no, the co-op's going to come
be in the sequel.
I know.
They confirmed a sequel before this game had even come out, so.
Well,
let's talk about definitely some news I do care about.
All right, tell me.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare will release on February 18th.
Yes, it will.
I think that game looks really awesome.
I do too.
Me three.
I'm a big fan of Plants vs. Zombies, but not the second one because I don't want a game where I have to purchase things to continue. That annoys me.
That's
I think it's kind of shitty that EA is still trying to target Call of Duty with this stuff, but I mean, it doesn't work with their Battlefield marketing, but sure, okay.
We should also say this game is only $40.
Yeah, even better. Is it multiplayer only? Class-based
Yeah, class-based
shooter. Shooter, I guess you could say.
Xbox One version will have two unique modes. One is featuring smart glass, so nobody will play that.
Whatever, man. I have my iPad charging right now.
I don't have anything.
I'm gonna get my smart glass on tomorrow. All right.
I'll give it a try, of course, just to see how it's integrated and stuff. But yeah, that's it. The next generation is here, motherfuckers. As I said at the top of the show.
And hopefully, maybe people listening now are on their Xbox One. They say Xbox Snap, and they listen to our podcast while they're playing.
They can do that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Next generation.
Next generation is here.
Pause your Zoo Tycoon and listen to our show.
Xbox record that.
That's only 30 seconds if you do it that way.
Well, don't record that.
Well,
if you
it's
go to Xbox Game DVR,
Xbox,
that gives you 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes. Damn.
Yeah.
You can upload a long video SkyDrive.
It's about as long as it takes me to fucking rage out in a game of Call of Duty lately.
Yeah. So. And you hate it.
So,
I hate it.
It would appear as though all three of us will probably be streaming this weekend.
Oh, definitely. We have to play some stuff together.
I was going
to
say, we'll probably jump in and...
see if you guys win the bet that you have about whether or not I'll hate this.
Together. I'll play you in some basketball if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll live stream that.
I have NBA Live. Let's do it.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. No. You will stream
basketball,
that.
Basketball, Bishop. And... basketball.
Oh God.
So NBA Jam. That's not out on Xbox One.
Yet.
Yeah.
It'll get there.
Played on Sega. It's still better than NBA Live. I hear.
We can all jump into Rivals together. We'll play some Killer Instinct.
Yeah, I'll whoop your ass.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, quick episode here, guys. We don't have anything from the listeners because we didn't really put anything out because we wanted to keep it brief so that I'm actually going to head into town right now. You're gonna
fall asleep at the wheel.
I'm not going to fall asleep at the wheel, dude. I took a nap when I got home. So my wife was nice enough to let me sleep until 8 o'clock. So I'm good to go. I know I've got a 5-hour energy in the car, ready to go. I'm gonna go pick up my shit, buy some stuff, come home.
Get everybody
set
sick.
Yeah,
set it up.
I don't
update,
give a fuck. Somebody
me
got
up,
me sick. Nobody's worried about that.
Pick me up a $50 card, and I'll play Zoo Tycoon.
I might pick up a couple of those actually.
Yeah,
maybe I'll give one away during the stream.
You should give one to each of us. A Christmas present. It's a Christmas bonus.
Fuck.
All right?
Christmas bonus. You're lucky
doing
I let
this
you stay on the
every week.
Yeah. You look forward to this, Bishop. You throw a fit anytime when I have to cancel.
That's because you wait till the last minute to do
it. Yeah, I know. That's the funnest part. So
next week.
Yep. All right. That's going to do it for the show.
Next week's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're going
to record Wednesday.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to be here Thursday.
All right. We'll record on Wednesday then. Bishop settled it. All right, ladies.
All right.
Night.